This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Annabella Funk had to come home to Nevada City, California from India when the coronavirus started to move around the world. She's single. She's in her early 20s. Needless to say, her dating world had changed dramatically. And it was true for her childhood friend, Amelia Coffin, too. So they formed a company and created a comedy podcast. It's really a fun uplift, and Annabella's on the phone. Hi, Annabella. Nice to talk with you again. Welcome to Insight.
Hi, Beth. Thanks for having me on the show.
So you found yourselves at home looking around. What were you thinking when all of a sudden you're back in Nevada City?
Well, so I was actually in India working on a film when this whole pandemic hit. And so it was quite an experience to be living over there, then to have gotten on one of the last flights back to the United States, and then all of a sudden I'm back living in my childhood home again. So it's been quite a journey.
You and Amelia have been friends since first grade?
Yeah.
And so you drive past each other's houses. Did you know you had both landed back in Nevada City?
Yeah, the first thing I did when I got home after getting back with my parents was call Mia.
Mia, you call her. Okay, so I'm going to jump to the podcast, and we're going to listen to a clip because you are actually talking to Amelia about using Zoom to try to talk to a date. And this gives us just a fun sense of the two of you. Here it is from the podcast, Dating When the World is Going to End.
We both met each other's family, but over Zoom. So my parents said that he couldn't come up because, you know, like my family's never met him because, oh, this is kind of newish. So my family said he couldn't come up until they met him. So he passed the test. Ari was like, I'm a fan. But then, okay, so then what happened yesterday was that his family, Mia, get this. Okay, his family had a lockdown Passover dinner.
Oh.
So with his whole extended family.
So
it was super, super cute. I met like his grandmother and his dad and his brother. And there was like 37 family members of his on this Zoom call. And I was like, holy, this is crazy. I can't believe I'm meeting all of these people, but through the internet. The weirdest thing. When would this ever happen?
That's so interesting. That's really cool, though. Honestly, I like that.
All right. So that's Annabella and Amelia. So what's the concept for your podcast? You were sharing your experience, but who else are you talking to?
Yeah. So each week on the podcast, we talk about our own lives and our own dating experiences, as you heard, but we also talk to a different guest. So we've had a guest from India on the podcast, and she's a young woman, and she's living in Mumbai. And she talks about what life and dating was like, even as a woman before the pandemic hit. We also talked to, and this is an episode that we're going to release sometime in the next couple weeks, but we talked to an ER nurse in Mexico on raising her daughter. She's a single mom, and it's on raising her daughter during this pandemic and what that looks like.
You are trying to stay relevant and current. And what kind of reaction are you getting from people, Annabella?
So we've been having a really incredible reaction, actually. The outpour of support from the community has been incredible to watch because I feel like this podcast is a way to just not only connect with each other, but to connect with our community. And one of the things we do on the podcast is each week we don't just hear everyone's stories, we also talk about a different local business and how you can best support them. So whether that be curbside pickup or whether that be ordering from a local California business online. So we have a growing list on our website of all of those businesses, and then we also talk about it each week on the podcast because I really feel like, Beth, I really feel like right now more than ever it's so, so important to support our local businesses and our local economy.
So you'd been in Mumbai, and Mia was studying early childhood development in Spanish, I think, at CSU Channel Islands in Ventura. What are the two of you saying about the future?
It's such a crazy time, and the future is so uncertain, and I think that that's kind of the basis for why we really decided to do this podcast, because it's a way for us to get through this uncertainty together.
Well, the podcast is hilarious. I was laughing at the clip. It's so fun and so upbeat. I want to thank you for a really great uplift for all of this. You don't have to be single to listen, right?
No, absolutely not. Actually, we have a couple on the podcast in our episode called The Newlyweds, and they are a newlywed couple living in a tiny one-bedroom apartment in San Francisco. And they've been quarantined together, and they actually found out about the pandemic while on their honeymoon in Europe. So we have all sorts of people come on the podcast.
Annabella, you are a delight. Thanks for joining us on Inside. Good luck to you and Amelia in your friendship and your life and all that you, I know, are going to contribute. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Beth, for having me. And ultimately, we're just trying to solve the question of how do we stay connected when we can't be together? Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Annabella Funk with Amelia Coffin. Their podcast is Dating When the World is Gonna End. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. We have one more uplift in the show today. This is the story of a woman who truly leans into life. She is Emily Barsetti Sipa of Sacramento. She's celebrating a very big birthday on Sunday. Her family is listening right now. I think the birthday girl is listening too. So get this about Emily. She was born in 1915. She lived through the Spanish flu pandemic and, in fact, had the flu as a child. So now she can say she's lived through two pandemics. She endured the Depression, and after the attack on Pearl Harbor, she joined the Navy. Emily Barsetti Sipa is one of the oldest living World War II veterans. She was honorably discharged as an ensign. This stay-at-home time hasn't been easy for her because Emily's used to hosting and playing bridge three times a week. She visits with family and friends. She would usually be following her beloved San Francisco Giants right now. But I hear that she's also an avid Golden State Warriors fan, too. She lives in her own home with family. She has five children, six grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. And the plans for a birthday celebration are, as you might imagine, a little bit uncertain right now, but I hope someday we'll be able to talk with Emily on Insight and find out all about the special day. In the meantime, here's a little something to get this Sunday's party started. Emily Barsetti Sipa will be 105 years young this Sunday, May 17th, 2020. You can see a picture from her 100th birthday on our website. It's at capradio.org/insight. I'm told she doesn't look a day older today. Happy birthday, Miss Emily, from all of us. Thank you for the service and the great spirit for life that you've brought to people everywhere. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak with producers Kyle McKinnon and Cynthia Lopez. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Emily Zentner, and Helga Salinas. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer is Antonio Munez. We want to wish good luck to Anthony Van Hook. He's another popular engineer for Insight. He's moving on to a new and terrific job. Good luck, Anthony. Insight's managing editor is Aram Sarkissian. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. We're back at noon with Governor Gavin Newsom's budget message. Until then, take care. Thanks for joining us, and happy birthday, Miss Emily.